Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some kissing, fulfill some requests, go home, and celebrate the birthdays of Lou Hersher, Rube Bloom, and Jimmy Noon. Now, this past week, I had a request for El Beso by Adrian Schubert. El Beso in Spanish means the kiss, so here's El Beso as part of a set about kisses, beginning with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Thank you. you're making me care.
I know this, you better beware.
Kiss by kiss, I'm falling in love with you.
Kiss by kiss, you're leading me on. In this bliss, I feel that I'm gone.
Kiss by kiss, I'm learning what love can do.
Lovable child, I'm simply wild. Love is a stranger to me.
Too many trips to your sweet lips looks like a danger to me.
With each kiss, I'm caring a lot. What is this great power you've got?
Kiss by kiss, I'm falling in love with you.
Ray Starita and his band, April 18, 1932, and Kiss by Kiss, composed by Vincent Rose. Sam Brown and Elsie Carlisle sang the Jack Mescal and Raymond Clagas lyrics. Before that, it was the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, an Adrian Schubert pseudonym, and El Beso. That Domino 78 was recorded on April 9, 1926. The Argentine tango El Beso was written by Gabor Atvos and was preceded by Doc Wilson and his orchestra and Ooh That Kiss, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, in February of 1932. Doc Wilson was a popular territory band leader in Wisconsin, and the vocalist was Charles Erriman. Ooh That Kiss was written by Mort Dixon, Joe Young, and Harry Warren. We began that kissing set with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Love and Kisses from Baby to You from May 13, 1927. Love and Kisses was composed by Sid Silvers and accordionist Phil Baker, who once worked with Ben Burney in vaudeville. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. There are lots of recordings of My Ohio Home, most with a short vocal refrain. Listener Michael sent a request last week for any version of My Ohio Home which had the full verse. So here for listener Michael are the Revelers.
Oh, I want to go down on the Ohio. Want to wake up in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
Oh, hear the birds say good morning.
Good morning.
The radio will say good morning. In my Ohio home. Ohio home, I want to ramble mid the roses.
Ramble mid the roses.
Oh, knows just where to find the roses.
Red
roses, they used to ramble mid the roses. In my Ohio home, got to thinking it
over.
Had to close it up there. Got to dreaming of clover.
Clover.
And a new mown hay. And say, darling, though I wander in the moonlight.
Wander in the moonlight.
Meet my sweetie in the moonlight.
Hail moonlight.
I used to meet her in the moonlight. In my Ohio home. My Ohio home. Somehow it seems just at the close of the day.
At the close of the day.
Wherever I roam, I think about home. Home. I seem to dream. Farther and farther away.
Drifting farther away.
But I'll never be blue. If wishes come true, I'm wishing.
I want to wake up in the morning and hear the birdies say good morning. The way they always say good morning.
In my Ohio home.
I want to ramble mid the roses.
I know just where to find the roses. I used to ramble mid the roses
in my Ohio home.
Got to thinking it over.
Over.
At the close of the
day.
That goes all day.
I got to dreaming of clover.
Clover
and a new mown
hay.
Wanna wanna in the moonlight, meet my sweetie in the moonlight. I used to meet her in the moonlight
in my Ohio. My Ohio.
And the song on the breeze, you're in heaven, my southern home. If whippoorwills start to call when the night starts to fall, you're in heaven, my southern home. And if a sheltering nest seems to say, come and rest by an old wishing well ere you roam, if you see two loving arms and a thousand more charms, you're in heaven, my southern home.
southern town, that locality. Way down south where I was born, in a country town, where the rains are cotton and corn, that's where I'm bound. Where them sweetening potatoes grow, beets and turnips make a show, carrots, mustard greens, cabbage and string beans. Wish that I was there. My home's in a southern town, where the folks don't matter frown. Everybody's happy night and day, the sun is shining down upon the newborn hay. Where the folks are in true blue, hospitality the whole year through. That's where I'm going to make my show. My home is in the southern, way down south. My home is in the southern town. Whoa! Yes, indeed. Bathing down on the beach in the sweet mud hole. Eat duck and turkey lips.
Jelly Roll Morton's Hot 7 from Morton's last recording session, January 30th, 1940, for General and My Home is in a Southern Town. That's one of his own compositions, and Jelly Roll Morton provided the vocal. In the band on bass was Wellman Broad, whose name will come up again in a segment on Jimmy Noon later in the show. Before that, it was the Harris Brothers Texans, a Dallas Territory band which recorded only six sides, and Louisiana, That's My Home, recorded by Brunswick in Dallas in October of 1929. The vocalist, as well as the rest of the band, is unidentified. That was preceded by Maurice Elwin and the Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman, and My Southern Home, from a Zonophone 78 wax January 3, 1929. We began that homey set with a request of listener Michael, who is a Facebook fan of the show. That was the Revelers, who were contracted with Victor at the time, but recorded for Columbia as the Singing Sophomores, and My Ohio Home, January 9, 1928. My Ohio Home was written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. Yesterday, April 24th, marked the birth in 1902 in New York of pianist, composer, arranger, and vocalist Rube Bloom. He began working in vaudeville as an accompanist in 1919, and between 1926 and 28, he was composing novelty ragtime tunes and recorded 23 piano solos. He won a Victor Records Song Contest in 1928 with his composition Song of the Bayou, which received considerable radio airplay over the next couple of years. In the late 20s, he recorded extensively as a piano accompanist for leading singers, and he led a jazz combo known as Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, which recorded six sides, including his own composition, The Man from the South. In the 30s and 40s, he turned to writing popular songs, including Give Me the Simple Life, Truckin', Fools Rush In, Stay on the Right Side, and Penthouse Serenade. His collaborators included Ted Kohler, Harry Ruby, Johnny Mercer, Harry Woods, and Mitchell Parrish. He also wrote several piano method books and the film score for Wake Up and Dream. Rube Bloom died on March 30, 1976. Here are three from the pen of Rube Bloom. Thank you.
that new dance
now. You know the truck bug got you, but you never knew just how. That's what we want to tell you. We've got it figured out. Now if you want the lowdown, here's how it came about. We had to have something new, a dance to do up here in Harlem. So someone started trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem. Saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You'll see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spreads like a forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem, now everybody's trucking.
Yeah, that's that new dance everybody's talking about.
A dance to do up here in Harlem. So someone started talking.
Yeah, man.
As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem. Saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem, now everybody's trucking.
Browning and Starr, Ivan Harold Browning and Henry Starr, and Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler's Truckin', recorded in London on May 18, 1939. Browning was born in Texas in 1899 and had a long association with U.B. Blake. He settled in Europe in the 20s but made regular trips back to the U.S., during one of which he met Henry Starr, with whom he made a successful musical partnership. It's Henry Starr on piano in that recording on the Regal Xenophone label. Before that, it was Marlo Marion Hardy and his Alabamians and Song of the Bayou, with the vocal by the Alabama Magpie Trio. The group had come north from Alabama to play an engagement at Harlem's Cotton Club. They were booked to do a recording session for Columbia on October 29, 1929. If that date sounds familiar, that's right, it was Black Tuesday, and Song of the Bayou and the flip side, Georgia Pines, wound up being the only two sides the band ever recorded. To top it off, they were not well received at the Cotton Club, and they were replaced by Cab Calloway and returned to Alabama in total obscurity. We began our tribute to Rube Bloom with another obscure band, Pinky's Birmingham Five, with Edward Pinky Gerbrecht on cornet and Carolina Stomp, recorded December 2, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, April 23rd, marked the birth in 1895, just outside of New Orleans, of clarinetist Jimmy Noon. He started playing the guitar at age 10, but in 1910 the family moved to New Orleans and Jimmy began taking clarinet lessons from Sidney Bechet. After working for a year in Freddie Keppard's band, Jimmy and Buddy Pettit formed the Young Olympia Band, and he also led a trio at the Pythian Temple Roof Garden during the summers of 1916 and 17. He moved to Chicago in 1918 to join Freddie Keppard in the original Creole Band, and returned to New Orleans briefly before going back to Chicago to join the band at the Royal Gardens, where he stayed until 1920. He joined Doc Cook's orchestra until 1926, when he began leading the resident band at the Apex Club, located on the second floor at 330 East 35th Street, in Chicago's South Side until it was raided by federal agents and closed in 1930 for selling alcohol during Prohibition. He moved to New York in 1935 and formed a band with bassist Wellman Broad, which played at their vaudeville club on 132nd Street, but that was short-lived and he returned to Chicago. Beginning in 1938, he did extensive touring and was with Kid Ory's band in California in the 40s when he died of a heart attack on April 19, 1944. Here are three from Jimmy Nguyen's Apex Club Orchestra.
Thank you.
You have three from Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra. We started off February 3rd, 1930 in Deep Trouble. That was followed by I Got a Misery from March 2nd, 1929, and we finished up with vocalist May Alex, A-L-I-X, and That Rhythm Man, recorded July 18th, 1929. May Alex was born in Chicago on August 31st, 1902, and began working in Chicago clubs while still a teenager. She sang with Carol Dickerson, as a duet with Ollie Powers at the Dreamland Cabaret, and with Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. In order to get around exclusive recording contracts she had signed, Alberta Hunter used May Alex's name on some recordings, with May's permission, since the two were friends. Last week, April 19th, marked the birth in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of songwriter, composer, conductor, author, and publisher Lou Hersher. He started his musical career in vaudeville, accompanying his younger brother Nate on piano. He joined ASCAP in 1920, co-owned Acadia Music Company, and in the 40s composed and directed music for a number of films. Lou Hersher also contributed to Jimmy Rogers' country records. He died in Beverly Hills, California on March 12, 1974. His collaborators included Mitchell Parrish, Joe Burke, El Wolf Gilbert, and Benny Davis, and his popular songs include Dream Daddy, Down Home Blues, I'm All Broken Up Over You, After All I Adore You, Idle Eyes, and These. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Lou Hersher with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and Moonlight in Mandalay, the first of several minor key foxtrots the band recorded. That was from March 8, 1926. The vocal refrain was by Louis James. Lou Hersher must have liked faraway exotic places because another of his compositions is Bound in Morocco, recorded by Prince's Dance Orchestra in 1920. And I wonder if he didn't mean bound for Morocco. Anyway, that was followed by the Piccadilly Players, the Edison House Band led by Melville Morris, who had been a booking agent for Paul Whiteman, and You're Just a Great Big Baby Doll. Oh, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard that. That Edison Diamond disc is from May 23, 1928. We finished up with Art Hickman's orchestra and a Columbia 78 waxed in late February 1921. You heard a Clyde Dewar, Walter Beban saxophone duet. That was Nestle in Your Daddy's Arms, a Lou Hersher, Joe Burke collaboration. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.